The Green Party are making one last attempt to retake a vote in Parliament on transition rules for people who already have Swedish citizenship applications with the Swedish Migration Agency. They're filing what's known as a motion arising out of an occurrence of major significance and are asking the Speaker to allow another vote on the issue, news agency TT reports. The matter was voted on by Parliament in late April, and that was also when the major dispute over the so-called pairing system began. The opposition has accused the Sweden Democrats of cheating because the party brought in two members who'd been paired off in order to secure a win. The Sweden Democrats argue they were only acting to ensure the vote reflected the election result and the will of the voters. TT reports that it's now up to Speaker Andreas Norlén to decide whether the criteria for submitting the motion have been met, and will then send it to a parliamentary committee for consideration if he approves. The rules for Swedish citizenship change on June the 6th, and as it stands, anyone with an application currently with the Migration Agency will also be affected. Business Daily, Dagens Industries, reporting movement in the industrial action by union IF Metall against Tesla's subsidiary in Sweden, TM Sweden. It says workers on strike at the company's sites in Uppsala and Malmö have been told to go back to work. IF Metall are refusing to comment. The strike began in the autumn of 2023, and it's the longest strike in modern Swedish history. The union wants the electric car company to sign a collective bargaining agreement. Tesla says it already offers equivalent terms to employees. GDP in Sweden fell by 0.2% in the first quarter of the year. That's according to new numbers from Statistics Sweden. Despite that, household final consumption increased by 0.6% during the same period. Spending on transport and housing contributed most to the increase. And the Ice Hockey World Championships are now over for Sweden's men's national team, Tre Kronor. Yesterday they lost to the host nation, Switzerland, in the quarterfinal in Zurich, 3-1. The men's national team has, over the years, won the World Championships 11 times. The last time Tre Kronor won gold, though, was in 2018. Those were Friday's headlines. For more news stories from Sweden, go to our homepage or listen to our longer weekly podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly. That's out now too. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great weekend.